Music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree?
How you doing, Sarah?
Teeth behind the gums, look out, stomach, here
she comes. I don't know how you people think of another
drink of tea. Doesn't feel so
with our mouths?
Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
And throats and stomachs?
Hey everybody, and welcome to Drunk Film Commentary.
How's it going?
This is our special top 5 episode.
This is our religious movie episode as we're watching Passion of the Christ. As always, I'm Justin Time.
I am JTB.
And I'm Sarah.
This is our special guest star. We have Sarah right here.
Right, Danielle couldn't make it, so her cousin's filling in.
Yes, yes. Nice to see you, Sarah. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
She's drinking wine in honor of watching Passion of the Christ earlier.
I'm drinking Jesus juice.
So I hope you enjoyed our last episode of Passion of the Christ. And we're here to
gosh,
talk about...
Gosh, that was a good one, wasn't it, folks?
It was
can we turn the music down a little bit?
It's low. It's low. Your voices are way louder than music.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds real high.
It's not. It's not drowning out at all, trust me. It's just background noise.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
A little bit.
All right. A little bit?
It's really distracting.
It sounds almost over. Come on. See?
Look at that. It's gone.
Jeez.
Why can't I hear you?
Because my microphone wants a dollar.
No, I hit the wrong button. I turned the...
Fucking A, Jason.
I turned the wrong knob down. I turned the music...
What a knob.
Yeah. Well, see, the music input's number 4, and Justin Time is number 3.
Mm. Okay.
So... I should make you number
learning.
4. You're farthest one to my right.
Well, let's try that out.
I'm gonna
start saying stuff, and when I get to this fucking
like that.
The opposite of that, but okay. All right, let's. How about we just hop right into it, Sarah? Since you're our special guest,
yes.
Why don't you tell us your number 5 top 5 religious film?
A religious based film. What was our criteria in this?
I just went with anything even loosely religious based.
It was
a broad
religion.
Topic.
I'd have a religion theme, I think,
I was
somewhere
told
in there.
Religion,
yeah.
And like I have mentioned.
There's a lot of movies like this
like
if you think about
I
it.
Have mentioned, I was brought up Roman Catholic. So my number 5 being my basically last one is The Ten Commandments from 1956.
Wow.
Oh, yep. The Charlton Heston one?
Yes.
Nice.
We were
nice.
Made to
those
watch
damn
that.
Damn dirty gods.
we were made to watch it
these
every
damn
Christmas.
Damn Ten Commandments.
So, yeah.
Never saw it.
Oh, really?
Really? My dad made me watch that movie with him when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
I
was like 9 or 10.
Yeah, no, I don't think I saw it.
I was like 9 or 10, and that's when I first started asking about religion and
I'm
stuff
I'm not
like going
to lie. I don't have a clue as to actually watching it, what it meant, but I do know
but
that I
number
was made
5.
To watch it. Yeah,
oh, it's a nice fantasy film. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's your number 5. What year did that come
5.
Out? Like 50s, right?
56. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big epic movie, and
it was huge back then.
I gave credit for it because I mean they went all out. I mean the effects still look good today when you watch like some of the. I mean,
well, it's because it was.
I haven't seen the movie,
practical.
But I've seen like the flood thing and stuff like that when.
The splitting
you know.
Of the Red Sea.
Yeah,
actually that exact scene they used in a couple of my theater classes throughout high school, like to show like practical effects and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was actually a very pivotal film as far as stuff like that went.
They did good shit back then, so. Well, I mean,
it's like the chariot scene in Ben-Hur
that
was unheard of, and they did a great job with it.
That's what I hear. Never saw that one either.
Really? I was forced to watch that one in school, in middle school.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to watch that type of stuff.
I saw Gone with the Wind in school. It made me appreciate that film. I actually really liked Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. What,
they say damn
what was another
once?
One? What was another one? Oh, what was with the sharks and the jets? And
West Side Story?
That was it.
Oh.
That was it. West Side Story. And apparently now you're not allowed to see that. I saw that in grade school.
Really?
It was part of our sixth grade curriculum. And
I remember watching
Incredible
that.
Journey.
I remember
that
watching that, reading Romeo and Juliet, the actual book play, whatever you want to call it. And then
then
there was the shitty Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and we had to watch
that
one too.
You know, I kind of liked that one. It wasn't while I was in school. That was in 1997, and I graduated in 1995.
Mind you,
Michelle's right up your alley at that time, though.
The garbage song.
They did
mind you, I entered high school in 2004, 2005.
No one asked.
I'm just throwing this out there for you guys.
But yeah, at the time, sure, Romeo, that's that era, Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet
was
our eighth
girl,
grade
yeah.
thing, and I guess
I never saw it. I didn't care. I was a teenage boy.
We did Romeo and Juliet and Taming of the Shrew, and I got to be Kate, and I got to be Juliet in both of those.
Kate Winslet, the star.
Those are two good roles.
Well, they're the leads. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be both. Yeah.
All right, Justin, how about your number five?
My number five, I went with the 2013 comedy by Seth Rogen and his gang of friends. This
over.
Is the end.
Number five.
Nice.
It's my number five, too.
Nice. I don't know about you, but I thought the movie was really well written. There were a couple of...
was kind of lame.
What's it? Jonah Hill getting ass raped by the demon. I could have done without that scene, but other than that, I thought the rest of the movie was pretty good.
I thought that was fun.
I like when Danny McBride was at the end, and then when they're actually fighting Satan. It was a little corny, but I liked it. It was endearing.
Yeah. The movie was cool. It's all about James Franco throwing a party.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for these ensemble movies. You know, kind of like
same
when we watched Cannonball Run
here,
back.
Yeah.
The ones with like everybody in it, especially when they're all playing like, you know, well,
it's
bastardized versions of themselves.
Yeah.
Like Michael Cera.
Michael Cera. Yeah. When he slaps Rihanna's ass.
Yeah.
He said he was like, you know, before they actually filmed it, he's like, hey, Rihanna, is it okay if I actually slap your ass? And she's like, if I can slap you in the face for real, so both of those slaps are for real.
Oh, nice.
That's the take they took.
Nice. That's awesome. Party in James Franco's house, and the rapture happens.
Was that, so
that
was your number five.
That's also my number five.
And it's my number four.
We jumped ahead. That's why our top five
Sarah.
Were like 20 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, we're only talking about two movies, so...
We went right in a row there. That's
that was funny because I'm like,
now we're on my number four.
We are on your number four.
All right. Well.
And can I just say that the ass raping scene was actually kind of funny for me? Okay, go ahead.
See, I thought everything later on in the movie kind of got old towards the end. That's why it's my number five. But the first half, especially when the rapture happens, I don't know, I'm a big fan.
When it first happens, and they're running around,
and they're all falling.
And then when they're trying to get the water out of the basement, you know, it's funny. It's funny as shit.
Oh, it's hilarious. When it
first came out, like, for being available to watch on Amazon Prime, me and my cousin got it, we got really high, we watched it. And then I watched it until I wasn't allowed to watch it on a 48-hour rental anymore. For 2 days straight, I watched it.
I know when I heard about it and kind of heard the premise, I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be a movie I'm gonna dig. So, and Seth Rogen, he's got the food one coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be good.
The animated movie, yeah. It looks kind of crazy. So maybe someday that'll be on Drunk Film Commentary.
Maybe.
But
it's at least got to be on DVD, so...
Did we get to your number four yet?
No, I was just about to announce it.
Nope. Just in time. What's your number four?
My number four is... it's a little film starring Al Pacino called The Devil's Advocate. With, I believe, Keanu Reeves is in that one.
Yeah.
And, oh, shit, what's his girlfriend's name?
I haven't seen that in forever.
Oh, you don't got to write notes because you know this movie. What's her name?
That movie did make my top 12 or so when I started writing down movies. That was written down, but it got cut.
You got to whittle the fat away. Yeah.
Al Pacino as a devil, that's pretty cool.
I really liked him in that. Like, he played a great role. If there was a sequel to that movie, I would see it at opening night.
Are you saying Charlize
Theron?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's her fucking name. God damn, I'm stupid.
His wife.
Yeah. Yeah, Keanu Reeves' wife. Yeah.
And then she dies or something.
He, like, rapes her and kills her or something.
Keanu Reeves does?
No.
Al Pacino.
Oh, the devil.
Devil, yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
No, just that whole idea of the devil's apprentice being a lawyer and, you know, him being the head of, like, the biggest law firm in New York. And
Great premise. Yeah. And, you know, it's fucked up because I like Keanu Reeves as a dude, but I don't like him as an actor.
It's visually
enjoyable. Oh, is that all effects and stuff? Is that where they have the back wall of his office? Is that movie?
Yep.
Where they had the back with all the souls in the walls and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, when he throws the back office
the
wall
curtains and
when he's showing Keanu Reeves that he's actually the
and
devil.
And all of these faces in the wall and shit. Yeah,
and they're coming
cool.
out of the curtains or whatever, yeah.
Reminds me of, was that, Freddy 5?
No, you're thinking of Hellraiser 5.
No, I was thinking of Nightmare on Elm Street. It's one of them that... He has all his victims. Like they're not in a wall. They're in his body.
Same effect.
Same effect, but
yeah. No, you're right. That's Freddy 5. Yeah, that's Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Or
is it 4?
Either way.
Anyways,
Jason,
I think you're right.
Yours?
My number 4.
Your number 4
is the 1992 comedy Leap of Faith with Steve Martin.
Mm.
Oh.
Liam Neeson's in it. Deborah Winger's in
As a big Steve Martin fan, this was top 10 for me.
Yeah.
And it was hard to not put this one in, but I didn't want to only put comedies in. So.
Well, I just saw this movie again last year or so. I saw it was on either Netflix or Hulu, and I was laying in bed one afternoon. I was like, hey, I'm going to watch it. And I haven't seen it since I was a kid or younger.
You mean you and your girlfriend, not you and me, right?
I think it was just me actually watching it. I think I was alone.
You and the dog?
Yeah, maybe.
Your boyfriend?
Steve Martin, you know, I've always been a fan of Steve Martin. He's always done good shit.
My girlfriend doesn't like him.
Well.
I told her that might be a deal breaker.
Yeah, it might be. But he plays this touring evangelist, somebody like right out of a movie, obviously. And he's going around doing this little scam thing where he's doing the healing. And he's got his own people set up in the audience. That whole shit.
Praise
everything.
The Lord.
Yeah, exactly. We come out dancing, music playing, got the big tent set up, all that stuff. And then things happen, you know, as they do in movies. And it's a good flick. It was kind of weird seeing Liam Neeson that much before. That was like a couple years before Schindler's List and all that.
Yeah, that was before he did anything.
He was a surprise
because
I remember he was in it first time I saw it because he was nobody then. So when I saw it again, I was like, oh, shit, Liam Neeson's the other dude, yeah. And, it's cool. That's my number 4, Leap of Faith.
Okay.
All right.
That's solid.
We're down in 3s now?
We're out into my 3. And my number 3 is Michael.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh shit! With fucking
John Travolta.
Oh shit!
You know what? I gotta remember that.
Wow.
You all have to remember this was 1996.
2 years after Pulp Fiction.
And John Travolta was big in the whole thing, and I watched it
with a vengeance.
You know, from Saturday Night Fever, and I watched it, and. Only part I remember was Andy McDonald saying, "He smells like cookies," and it made me think like the whole
fresh baked cookies.
Right. The whole angel thing of this guy that attracts everybody to him is that he reminds them of what their number one feeling was.
Why? Pie, me oh my,
right.
I love pie. Oh.
And he brought a dog back to life.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
He caught my heart. He brought a dog back to life. I was like, oh.
Hey, I saw this movie on like TBS or something years ago.
Yes.
Can I just give this my honorable mention gold star?
Right.
I totally forgot about that movie. And I'm mad
on
at myself.
List that I looked up.
It wasn't on any of mine.
I go online and look up, you know, religious films to get ideas and jog my memory. Like,
I do the same thing. I probably saw Michael, but I didn't see like the box cover.
It actually wasn't on any of your. If you Googled it or anything, you actually had to Google like a religious meaning. And Michael was it was just
good,
one
that,
of those
that was that's
things.
A good film.
It was. And
that's one of those movies that I heard it. I hear it.
Okay, I'm glad you did, but, too, because I totally just went...
That's the ghost. What's up, Rodney?
I'm no, just going to call him Ken.
He likes his name.
I'm going to call
no,
him Ken.
That's one of
go.
The movies that, okay, my grandparents would always take me and my cousin around on road trips, and
yeah.
we at least had a VHS player or
right.
a DVD player. And
in the
you
car?
Know, as the years progressed.
No,
yeah.
not in the car.
No, in
the,
yeah.
oh,
yeah,
you had
in
the cabin
car.
Or whatever?
No, in the car, yeah.
Oh.
No,
in
definitely
the,
in the car.
What?
Yeah.
We didn't.
We had
touring okay.
books. And
that's
we're happy
why I'm
we
saying, I'm letting you guys know.
That's just sketching shit. that guy that you drew with the lead fucking things
we,
you
well,
put
we
in.
We still had all that, too, but we,
yeah.
we also...
Pull
would,
up and rip apart.
We also had, you know, movies with us, and we, you know, we would play with those as movies played. And, yeah, Michael was one of those movies that we always watched.
All right.
And
my mom
that,
was
that,
a big
that movie,
thing
that,
on
what
Michael,
I'm saying is that
so.
Movie has a soft spot in my heart.
Yeah.
It just as a good movie. You know,
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good. All right. And so, just in time, what is your three?
My number three. This is where
can
I kind of...
Can we just do this?
No, we didn't do
her
three.
Number three.
Oh,
my number
we're
three.
Still talking about
it. Was mine.
Yeah, okay.
We're on me.
Gotcha,
shut up, asshole.
Gotcha.
So this is the one where I kind of stretched it a little bit.
Oh, boy.
I saw, okay, in, as we talked about, you know, we Google shit, whatever, you know, everyone does.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw The Exorcist on a list.
yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, if that's a religious movie, then one of my favorite movies of all time has to count. So as long as you guys agree, this is my number three, Pet Sematary.
Gage.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a boy, I wanted to name him Gage. and I didn't, so I didn't.
I don't know if Pet Sematary counts.
There's two
you
different
know,
religions involved. How doesn't it count?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
Catholicism
is, it?
Yeah.
is involved very heavily.
Is it? Okay.
And then, and this looks like I'm flipping you off, but it's
not.
Nah,
it's your third finger.
Native American burial ground. So that
your finger is?
No, the pet cemetery is on a Native American
shake your
burial
finger at
ground.
Me going, this is.
I'm using it for effect. Pontificating.
Actually, I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with that.
Thank you.
Just because. Because, you know what, religion isn't just Catholicism, or isn't just Christianity.
Either one of you
religion.
Guys
should have
brought up
so, yeah.
the Disney version of Hercules, and I would have accepted it.
Either one of us
I almost did.
Hey,
I almost did.
I almost brought up frickin', what's the one with Sandra Bullock and Nicole
Pretty
Kidman
Woman.
And...
Black Magic?
Practical Magic.
Practical, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that's totally available on this, and I was going to bring it up, but I didn't because I didn't want to be,
that'd be close.
Persecuted by Jason's anti of everything.
That'd be close.
So well, I let it go.
Oh, it's a religion.
But I agree with you on Pet Sematary. Right. I completely agree with you.
Thank you.
And right. my favorite part was when Gage cut Frankenstein's fucking Achilles.
Oh, that shit's fucking nuts.
What's his name? It wasn't Frankenstein. What was he? oh, God, I can't remember his name. Anyways.
Do you
okay.
hear that again?
Yes, the ghost is back. Number, just
yeah.
let it go. Just
come on, Rodney.
So, my number three?
Yes, your number three.
It's funny you just mentioned this, but my number three is The Exorcist.
Ah.
From 1973.
Nice.
Yeah, I was thinking about, should it be Count in this? I thought, well, two out of the four characters are priests. So, it's funny. And it's, yeah, it's a great fucking flick.
It is. I agree.
I got a rap to do. You want to give me a beat, Justin? Do what she did, you cunting daughter. You killed your mother. You left her alone to die. Bastard. Your mother sucks cock in hell. You faithless slime.
All right, I'm done. I can't rap.
What the
I can't rap
fuck?
To those. I can't rap to those lyrics.
Those are lines from The Exorcist.
I can't beatbox to that. I'm sorry.
So yeah, that's my number three. Well, you didn't like that, sir? I got more.
No, dude. Okay, so we're on to my second.
Lick me.
Oh shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we're on to my number two, right, guys?
Yes, your number two.
My number two.
Did you do it? Yeah, you're...
Are you all ready for this?
1999's
Stigmata.
Ooh, that... that was another top tenner. That was another top tenner.
That was a chick with the holes in her face.
Yup.
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
She was having dreams of...
Courtney Cox Arquette's ex-cousin-in-law.
Wait, what?
Courtney Cox Arquette's ex-sister-in-law.
Ex-cousin-in-law.
Oh.
Sister-mother.
Her
and David Arquette are...
Brother
yeah,
and sister.
You're right. I thought they were cousins.
There's a lot of them fuckers.
Yeah.
Anyways.
they're like the Baldwins. They're everywhere.
There's a few of them, and you're like, wait, are they really related? I don't even know. And then one of them, you're like, is that a man or a woman? I don't even know. And either way, he's now a woman. Alexis. She's hot, and let's not be mad about it. The one from Wedding Singer with Adam.
Wedding Singer, yeah. The Wedding Singer.
Adam
Wedding
Sandler?
Singer. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore. Yeah. And now he's a she.
Julia Gulia.
Yeah.
Who's a girl?
Alec. Was it Alex? Is that what his name was?
Alec Baldwin.
No. I
don't remember.
Arquette.
I don't think I ever saw that movie. Patricia Arquette?
Alexis Arquette?
No,
Alexis
Arquette, yeah.
But she wasn't always a she. She was a he.
What was her name? No, it wasn't. Was it Alan?
You think of the Wachowski brothers from The Matrix?
No.
Are you retarded? Shut up.
The Wachowski brothers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, one of them got a sex change. And now I heard the other one is, too.
Really? Well, twins getting a sex change. Did you hear about the twins that want to get pregnated by the same guy?
No.
That's weird. Wow. I'm just saying that's weird of them, not weird that you didn't hear that. I realized how that sounded.
Oh, I thought it was a joke.
I had to
look this up.
Okay. Give it to us, Sarah.
I was hoping because I was stalling for something.
Thank you. Alexis Arquette. A lot of shit in here is really just about her being Alexis Arquette. It's not saying...
Look it up on Wikipedia. It's got to have a previously was section.
Do we have a number two around here?
That was my number two. Was just Stigmata.
Yeah, okay. My number two?
Yes.
All right. I feel like I'm going to catch some flack for this, but it's a movie I enjoy and a character I enjoy even more. Constantine. Starring Keanu Reeves again.
Wow.
Keanu Reeves made it twice.
Double Keanu today for you. Huh?
I went double Keanu's.
Wow.
Was born Robert Arquette.
Robert.
I thought it was Alex Arquette.
I'm an idiot.
Anyway, whatever. Okay, so I was wrong.
So what do you like about Constantine, just in time?
The movie itself, I just don't know. I enjoy it, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of Constantine the character from the graphic novels and the comic books.
It's based on a comic book, right?
Yeah. And it's a terrible adaptation of it, but I still like... They gave him different shit that he, you know, did.
Well, he was a demon hunter.
Yeah, well, it was good cinematically, if you will.
Not cinematically.
The CGI was good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that
graphics
was cool.
Shit. Had good graphics.
Had great graphics, bro.
I liked
a different approach to a character that I loved. And I like Keanu Reeves. I'm pretty sure I've said that a dozen times over if you've listened.
I like the dude. I heard it's hard to like his movies. I don't know.
I like the TV show that came out better, which is what kind of made this a little bit harder for me.
Oh, the Constantine TV show. Yeah. Like Keanu Reeves TV show.
No.
Yeah. Is that the same character?
It's the same character. It's
different
from the same.
Yeah. Same universe stuff. Okay.
There's two Quicksilvers, Daredevils, yada yada.
It's like 10 Batmans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Cool.
There's 100 James Bonds.
That was your number two?
That was my number two.
All right. My number two is a film that I'm bringing back that I've had on my top five before. And it's 1999's Dogma.
God damn you, son of a bitch.
Crossover.
That's my number one.
That's your number one? I thought that was my number one.
I said it's a cliche and you can all guess what my number one is going
to
be.
Yeah, we talked about this on the Kevin Smith film.
I wanted to go with like Life of Brian or any of the.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't hear any Monty Python in yours.
But I'm not that big a Monty Python fan.
Me neither.
I prefer the TV show over the movies.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't really understand what the fuck they were saying, so exactly. I never really watched it.
That was me. Like, okay, like the spam bit was okay.
Some parts, yeah. I didn't really get their humor when I was younger, and so I never really
like
gave
the,
a chance.
The Spanish Inquisition still cracks me up to this day.
But I think with my religious sense of humor, I'd probably enjoy, like, Holy Grail or something, I would think.
Yeah, looking back on it, I probably would, but
I should watch it sometime.
I've tried it.
Sarah, what do you think
younger.
About old Monty Python? Fan?
You hear it again?
Here it comes. Yeah, there's a ghost.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty soft, though. It's barely here, right?
Right now it is.
Yeah.
That's weird.
This is the longest it's ever happened.
It usually stops when we start getting going. Yeah, it's like a warm-up thing or something. I don't know.
Rodney is fucking loving this right now.
Ooh. Sorry, my ears just popped when you did that.
I heard a pop. But
yeah, that was me pulling the plug out. Still happening, though. But anyway... So Dogma, it's a fucking awesome movie. I mean, it's about the two fallen angels, Affleck and Matt Damon. They're sent to Milwaukee.
Can I explain why it's my
number two?
Why it's my number one?
It's my number two.
Can I explain
why
it's my
number
two? Fuck you.
it's
my
got,
number one.
It's got
that
George
means it's more
Carlin
important.
Playing a fucking priest for All Out. It's fucking great. It's a road movie. It's great. It's awesome. All for it. Thumbs up
all around.
And Dogma, it was my number one until I had my top five set up. Which one got dropped out? I forgot.
Hold on, can I say
out?
A couple words about my number one?
I didn't get to my number one yet. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, but we have to now talk about our number one.
I'm still on my number two, though.
Yeah.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah, Jason, now
baby,
it's Sarah's turn.
It's over.
Now it's Sarah's turn to talk about Dogma.
So
which your number two there, Sarah?
My number one.
What's your number
catch
one?
Catch up,
there,
you
Sarah?
Little fucker.
Okay, no more shots for Jason.
1999, Dogma is my number one, just in time.
I've seen that movie.
Sometimes I wish we had control of that board. Just so we could shut it down on him.
How much did it cost them?
Don't do that.
I wouldn't.
Like $50. It's a little tiny board. It's not that big.
Anyway,
so...
But yeah, Dogma was my number one. However, the weird thing is that I kind of had a number two that was a number one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you had six.
You had a tie.
I did. And I don't know if anybody else has ever seen this. Like, I feel like I might be the only one that's ever seen this. It's What Dreams May Come.
Robin Williams?
Yeah.
No, I've
never
seen
saw
that.
It, but I heard
it. It was weird. Like,
it
I went and saw
weird.
It at Tinseltown.
Oh,
Tinseltown
no.
was new and shit.
No,
you know?
I saw it,
it's like... It's like he's, like, in heaven and shit.
His kids died.
Yeah.
His wife commits suicide. And he tries to commit suicide. And Cuba Gooding Jr. takes him on a journey of, like, what life would be like without you. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Yes. Yeah, it was. It's kind of a... A black guy version of Ghosts of Christmas Future.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a Wonderful Life with Robin Williams as what's his name and Cuba Gooding Jr. as the angel.
Yeah,
it's awkward and it was weird, but there was something about it when I went and saw it.
God, what is the guy's name? I know that one.
There was something about it when I went and saw
Jr.?
It. I just couldn't.
No, the guy from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it's Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
How about a good cup of soup? His last thing was doing like commercials for Campbell's. Before he died, he's like, "How would you like a good cup of soup?" I'm James Stewart.
Oh God.
Okay. Anyways,
my cousin dates you. Anyway.
So we're talking about Dogma, right? That's you guys' number one.
Yes, it is my
number
one. Technically, Dogma was my number
also
one.
Also, my number. I knew it was going to be someone else's at least.
It was my original
number
one.
It was at least going to be
until
on
like two this afternoon.
But this is my whole reason why. I'm sorry. What was your?
I'm sorry.
Oh wait,
just,
no. Yeah. Okay. We
I was just
going to
say with Dogma, the whole thing about it was like, it was. This is how it's going to happen. And this is what happens this stuff. Like, it's got this great comic relief of...
And it's one of those movies... There's Rodney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of, it's one of those, like you were saying, it's a same thing as This Is the
End. An ensemble cast.
Yes, an ensemble cast.
Yeah, it's a great cast. And so you can't even...
Yeah, I mean, it's got Chris Rock. It's got, Jason Lee comes up. Affleck's in it.
Jason Lee's in it twice.
The dude just died. Die Hard.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Of course. I can't believe
he plays the Metatron.
Yeah. Metatron. He's fucking awesome. Yeah. That means I'm drunk. I can't remember Alan Rickman's name.
The reason it made my number one religious film was because it was the most factually accurate film I could find.
Yeah.
Everything they say is a direct quote. Or it's directly...
Well, it's taken...
And it's so funny, though, because they took it and they're like, and so if this dude would have fucking said this shit,
and let's
go with this.
They take it so liberal, or not so liberal.
Literal.
Literal, yes. Literal. And especially the whole opening scene when they're in the Milwaukee airport, and Matt Damon, or Loki, is... Which one was Loki?
Loki?
Was that Damon or Affleck?
Damon.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bartleby was.
Yeah, yeah. And he convinces the nun to fucking take the money.
She's the chick from, the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood or some shit?
Yeah, supposedly. I don't know.
She's from some old electric company or something like that, one of those shows.
That's what I hear. I don't know. That's, and that whole scene where he explains...
it's a great fucking movie.
What is that nursery rhyme?
Where Elsa Wonderland.
He leaves the clams and yada yada.
Oh,
yeah. He goes through all of it. Yeah.
Huh?
And then he convinces the nun to not believe in God, and she takes the money and runs. And that's one of the best opening scenes, for characters I've ever seen, and I love it. It cracks me up every single time.
Uh-huh.
So Jason, what is your amazing
number one? This one popped in my head today. This movie I saw when I was younger. And I was brought to the movie, and I didn't want to see it. I didn't sound interesting at all, because it was I thought it was about Noah, and I didn't want to watch
Raiders.
It. And my mom said, "No, you might like this. Han Solo is in this, and it's Raiders Lost Ark."
How did I know?
That one popped in my head today. I'm like, that's totally religious. They're going after this artifact, which melts the bad guys' faces off. Yeah, that's pretty religious.
Quite effectively.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, too, that it's playing at Tinseltown here in Kenosha at 2 p.m. on Saturday?
Yeah, Krista
okay,
wanted
I'll
to come.
Stop.
Krista wanted to go.
Oh, really?
Is that tomorrow?
Saturday? No, it's not tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
It's Good Friday today. Happy Good Friday, everybody. But yeah, my number one is Raiders Lost Ark. It's what can you say about it? It's fucking awesome. That's a great adventure film.
That's a good fucking film.
It's what every other adventure film now is based off of, pretty much.
Yeah.
That was based off other things, but they...
Collaborated and meshed and...
It was an awesome fucking upgrade, and...
And now you've got...
Fucking The Rock running around, jumping off fucking earthquakes and shit. So, but, yeah, I fell in love with it right away. Indiana Jones, he's the man. I guess they're making another one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
which will come out, what was it, 11 years after Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Yeah.
11 years.
I wonder if Shia LaBeouf will be in this one.
Harrison Ford was good in Star Wars. It was cool in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Indiana Jones, man. It's going to be...
I mean, he didn't do a whole lot in Star Wars, though.
He was in it. He had his parts.
Yeah, but...
But Indiana Jones movie is his movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying, in the Indiana Jones movie, he's going around.
It wasn't called Star Wars.
He's grabbing hats and... Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, we'll see.
He's hating on snakes and shit.
He's an old fucker, though.
Yeah, they all get that way.
He's a real old fucker.
Yeah, but Blade Runner sucked.
Bullshit! Blade Runner... So that's our top five. Are we going to take a break? Come back to our segment?
I thought we were doing what we're up to.
Oh.
We're going to take a break first?
Yeah.
Thank you.
another drink. Plenty in the cellar when it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
Good,
gurgle, 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 gurgle. Pickle, 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 slice of cheese, and bite a pickle, doesn't even cost a nickel. Now to wash it down. Oh, clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone.
So we had to take our break. And we're back.
Yep.
You know,
oh,
wait,
you,
hey, wait, I was going to say. You know what a lot of podcasts do just in time?
What is that?
They put commercials in. No, they put commercials in here in their intermissions. They come on and say.
I'm not plugging nobody that ain't paying me.
Yeah, yeah, well, no one's paying us. We have no sponsors.
Let's commercialize ourselves.
We're sponsor free. But, I guess we can advertise ourselves while the music's playing.
Yeah, I would.
How do you hit us up?
I would listen to us and download us. You can either get us through the iTunes, or
get us through,
can,
yeah, rate or us on can, iTunes.
Or you, yeah, or you can find us on Podomatic. Just search DLC, Drunk Film Commentary.
If you Google Drunk Film Commentary, we're going to come out somewhere.
We're going to be the people you're looking for. So, that's what I would do.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good, yeah. But we're back,
and Rodney's hanging out, too.
Right?
Yeah, I know. What's up with that? All right, I'm plugging.
I don't know why I keep calling him Rodney. That seemed like a good name.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming from my cell phone or not, but...
He's probably
it's
hanging
unplugged
out
with
now. Steve or something.
So, I don't know.
He hates me for calling
Volume's
him Rodney.
Volume's down all the way. I have no idea. But...
All right. So, we're here at our... We're starting the second time we've ever done the... new segment.
Our new segment, yeah, yeah.
Jason, why don't you explain to the folks?
Well, each one of us is going to talk about what we're into this week. We're going to call it our thumbs up of the week, but then we changed our rating system, so
yeah.
Thumbs up it doesn't quite have the same tone. So I think we're just, what we're doing shots with, I guess, or something. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So, Justin Time, what are you doing shots with this week?
What I'm doing shots, I have two things. All right.
Oh boy, you got two things again. You had two things last week.
I'm always probably gonna have.
Last time you had the penis movie.
I love the penis movie.
Everybody loves the penis
movie. Of all time.
Sarah, have you seen the penis movie?
Shut up.
Sarah, the penis movie. It's great. I can
oh,
put it on a flash drive
awful.
For you.
You mean the Peanuts movie?
The penis movie. Yeah.
That's what I said. The penis movie.
The penis movie.
No, you guys are saying the penis movie.
I'm saying peanuts.
Wait,
movie.
It's peanuts.
Of course, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Charles Schultz, Snoopy,
yeah,
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Good grief.
Woodstock.
All that shit. Yeah.
Womp womp womp. Yeah. No, I know the peanuts movie.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm hearing a lot of background.
I know, yeah, that's weird, huh?
Fucking Rodney.
Oh, just stop.
Damn it! Stop it, Rodney.
Hey.
Okay, so my first thing is. I'm going to be dyeing a lot of eggs this week between my niece and nephew and my girlfriend's kid. Eggs are... I'm going to be watching a lot of eggs die.
Yeah? So you're about the Easter, huh?
I'm not all about it, but kids like to... And I just found out, you can get fake eggs to die.
Yes.
Really?
Just found that out today.
Really?
Like 2 hours ago.
I was unaware.
Yeah, you're welcome for that little
great,
bit of knowledge.
Thanks.
But then,
I like eggs.
My next one is it's actually a two-parter because I have three things.
Oh boy!
But what I'm into is okay. As some of you may know, I'm working on my stand-up career again.
Yeah, I heard
I'm
about
back
Chicago tonight. Huh?
No, I went to Milwaukee.
Oh yeah, same
and I went to Frank's Power Plant, and they put on a great show. It was a great room.
Nice.
There were a couple of little bit of glitches, but they have a multicade where everything's a quarter.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
I played a bunch of Time Pilot and
nice
and
nice.
A bunch of
I could dress
a bunch
know.
Of Galaga. I know, but I have. Let me put this way: any game I played on there, I broke the high score. So, They're not very good at that, but they did.
Nerds.
They put on a good show. And
so, when's your next appearance at?
I won't be there. I didn't perform this last time I was there. It was my first time there. I wanted to go there, meet the people, shake the hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be a politician about things, if you will.
Oh yeah, stiff
and,
out.
You know, I didn't want to be a brand new guy just walking in shitting on their game.
Yeah.
And that's a little cocky of me, but anyway, I'll be there again in 2 weeks. Not this next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. I don't know.
Is that April 12th when we're going to be on the radio?
Yeah, but we're only going to be on the radio for a little bit. This doesn't start till 8:30.
In Chicago?
In Milwaukee.
Pull it together, Jason.
The radio show is like from 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday, April 12th.
Okay, and 8:30, we're going to be on there the whole time?
Well, like for like an hour or two. I think an hour maybe. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. No, the sign-ups start at 8:30, so...
Okay, so if you get there at 10, it's no big deal.
Well, if I get there... The show starts at 9. If they have room, I can get on there no matter what time I get there.
And what place is that?
It's Frank's Power Plant.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah. Yeah. And right across the street from there, on the little slanty road, there is one of the best pizza places I've been to in a long time. They were open, and they sold beer.
Does it have a name?
It's Classic Slice.
Okay. On what road?
It's across the street from Frank's Power Plant.
Which is on what road?
Kinnickinnick.
Yeah?
Kinnickinnick.
So?
No, it's Kinnickinnick. Whatever it's called.
Okay.
And, I went there. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun.
Your big thing is doing Easter eggs this year. That's what you said.
It's my second big thing.
Oh, yeah, two big things.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Those were big. So,
all right, Sarah, how about you? What's your big thing this week? Which thumbs up? What are you doing shots with this week?
My big thing this week is catching up on The Walking Dead.
Oh shit! Oh yeah.
And I've been watching it for a season and a half, but I never knew the whole beginning, and so I started watching it from season one. You know, I had to figure out why these people are weird.
Oh yeah, I started watching with you. Yeah, I've seen them all once at least, but watching them again is pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. It's wow. It's gone. Oh, it's back.
It's back. Fucking A, Rodney.
It's really weird. Can we hear this? Like when it? Like,
yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know what to do.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
It was happening last night too.
Makes me want to plug my ears.
Okay, well, yeah.
Are you recording without me?
Should we just cut it off here?
For a minute.
I think I did it. I think I'm fixed. I think I fixed it.
Alright, we gotta hurry up.
It was the red knob right there.
Well, we only got 58 more minutes of movie, so.
It is! Because I turned it up. Now it's off.
I feel like we might find a Star Trek episode where there's some sort of entity trying to communicate with us.
Okay. Well, who cares? Let's do this shit.
Yay.
I'm fucking tired.
But we're about done with this episode, aren't we? We talked about what we're all into?
You didn't say what you were into.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I had
He would have noticed and we would have got bitched at, so. Eh. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not. There you are.
Oh, there I am.
There you are. There you are. I'm sorry.
Darn it.
You're right. I had them all turned down. We're dealing with the ghost.
I love you, Sarah.
Shush your face.
There's a ghost. I know the ghost knob now. Hey.
All right. So what's yours?
Oh, it's it kind of was The Walking Dead as well, because there's like two episodes left in the season, and this last half of the season has been fucking crazy. It's been some cool weird ass shit. Negan's coming back or coming up soon, and I've heard about the comic series, what he's supposed to do. He's going to be something. It's going to be crazy, and I'm drunk. And
okay, what was your other one then?
My other one what?
You said you had two.
Oh,
two what?
Why Justin?
Oh, the Batman Superman
again. He would bitch.
No,
okay,
I wouldn't.
Okay, well, you can't talk about that.
Why did
you
do
that,
this?
So
what is on
done.
My hand? Oh, my God.
Batman and Superman came out this today.
Yes, and...
It was better than the critics. Okay. That's all I can say.
That's all you... I'm allowing you to say. Good night, folks.
Wait, what?
That's the end of the special segment.